Today's Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Gimel. Back to our discussion of Pesach Sheni. We learn on today's Amud Aleph the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nassan that one who intentionally skips performing the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon on the first chance around is Chayev, the punishment of Kares. The punishment of Kares, well, if unable to do the first Pesach, person is unable for one reason or another, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, only Rabbi Yehuda says, is the person going to still be Chayav Kares for intentionally skipping Pesach Sheni as well. While Rabbi Nassan holds that you're not going to be Chayav Kares on Pesach Sheni. The third opinion, which we're not going to focus on today, the third opinion in the Tosefta is the opinion of Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, and he holds that the mazid, the intentionality of skipping the Korban Pesach is interlinked. Meaning, only if one intentionally skips both the first and the second, whatever one does in the first is going to sort of be delayed to see what happens in the second. And if the person, individual, intentionally skips the second, then that will trigger the punishment of Kares. And the Braisa that supports this comes to Gemara and teaches that a person who converts, says the Braisa, who's a Ger Shenisgayer, in between, person converts to Judaism, in between Pesach, the first Rishon, Pesach Rishon, Yodal Nisan, and 1 month later, that month in between, a person has now become Jewish officially, so is now obligated in mitzvot. Or, case number two, is a Katan, a person who is not yet a bar mitzvah, the age of bar mitzvah, to be able to be obligated in mitzvot, and all of a sudden, during that month in between, becomes a bar mitzvah. So now comes Pesach Sheni, and the Kshayla is, should this individual bring a Korban Pesach? Between those Pesachs, there's all of a sudden a new obligation to bring Korban Pesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the person has to bring the Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Nassan holds, if you weren't Chayev on the first Pesach, you aren't Chayev on the second Pesach. What's the rationale? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmo. It has its own chag or own yom tov status independent of the first. So we look at the person's status with fresh eyes after the first Pesach has passed. And if they are now obligated, it doesn't matter what their status was before. They have to bring the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Nassan holds that Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin. It's coming to fill in the gap of what was, but it doesn't fix the failure to bring the Korban Pesach on the first chance around. We follow the opinion of Rebbe, as the Rambam brings us in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Gershon Yisgayer, Ben Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, V'chein Katan, Shehigdil, Ben Shnei Psachim, Chayavin Lasos Pesach Sheni, has to bring the Korban on Pesach Sheni. All good. But then, the Rambam says something else, an unusual halacha at the end of that halacha, it's in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Ve'im shachtu alav berishon patur. When it comes to the case of the katan, if the Korban Pesach was slaughtered in his behalf, then that katan does not have to bring a Korban Pesach on the second time around, even though they became a bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the question is, what's going on here? What's the idea? Since the katan was not chayv mitzvos and Pesach Rishon, how could he be exempt? So the Kesef Mishnah gives an answer, quoting from Rabbi Yosef Kurkus, one of the commentaries on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, and he says, "The kevan de Rachmana Rabbi Lekatan sheyishchetu alav mamani moso," which essentially means that since the Torah gives us the ability to include a katan, a minor, in the group that can register on a Pesach, niftar hu dekach es hasheni, by being registered on the first go around the Pesach Rishon, this katan can be exempt from doing Pesach Sheni. So the Chronim explained that the katanim were included in particular in the Torah, which we don't find by Birkas HaMazon, by other mitzvahs, for example, which means that that's why the Torah goes out of its way, and that's the explanation of the Rambam. The Daf HaDaf quotes Rabbi Yisachar Dover Belzer, the Zuchus Yergen Aleinu, when Paro said, Miva Mia Hochim, who wants to leave Mitzrayim? Rashi says it's saying, because Paro was saying, children's activities is not to be involved in slaughtering animals. So therefore, this psak of the Rambam is unique. What is he saying? Hashem wanted to emphasize the importance of children. Children on the Yisod. Paro wanted to get rid of the influence of children. To bring in the children, being the influence of the children. Kvod Hashem.